New Costco breaks ground in South Los Angeles with 800 upper-floor apartments. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and other officials broke ground Wednesday on a mixed-use project featuring a new Costco and 800 apartment units in South LA, which they say will provide local residents with housing and job opportunities. Developed by Thrive Living, a national real estate firm, the project known as 5035 Coliseum will replace a former office property in Baldwin Village. The Costco will be on the street level with 800 units of housing above for families, seniors, and others. Of the 800 units, about 184, or 23%, will be dedicated to low-income households. I used to live just minutes from here, and I know the hundreds of housing units, the thousands of jobs, and the new wave of resources that this project will bring to this community has potential to make a generational impact on this neighborhood, Bass said in a statement. According to the developer, the project is expected to take 2.5 years to complete. It will feature amenities such as a fitness center, high-tech shared workspaces for residents, study space for students, community rooms connected to courtyards, and a rooftop pool. The Costco will offer food, optical services, a pharmacy, and delivery. The company estimates that up to 400 jobs will be created at the location. Construction for the mixed-use project is estimated to support thousands of jobs. The new local jobs and the first-rate shopping experience will be a great addition to the community, City Councilwoman Heather Hutt, who represents the 8th District, encompassing Baldwin Village, said in a statement. And importantly, new quality apartments will help improve residents' quality of life and help Los Angeles continue to make progress in addressing the housing shortage. Jordan Brill, a partner with Thrive Living, said local residents had asked for a Costco to anchor the project. He added, "Costco's principles and mission fit seamlessly with our vision for this project. It is the first project to receive approval in Los Angeles under the Affordable Housing and High Road Jobs Act, a state law that took effect on July 1 of last year," according to the developer. The law also streamlines approval of housing and mixed-use projects that meet certain affordability, environmental, zoning, and labor criteria, and are located in areas zoned for office, retail, and parking uses. Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 2011 into law following unanimous approval in the state Senate and a large show of support in the state assembly. Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, a lead author of the law, noted that projects that comply with AB 2011 standards are exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, expediting developments from application to construction. "We need more housing built quickly and at an accessible cost, and AB 2011 is an important tool to make that happen," Wick said in a statement. The bill also established certain labor requirements, mandating that projects of 50 units or more shall provide workers with prevailing wages and health benefits. Frank Hawk, executive secretary-treasurer of the Western States Regional Council of Carpenters, said his organization sponsored the law because they wanted to spur the construction of affordable and mixed-use housing projects throughout the state.